This morning in South Tampa, a local green building consulting firm broke ground on a home pursuing a LEED Platinum level certification by the U.S. Green Building Council. Darren Brinkley is the president of Real Building, which has designed several green buildings in the Tampa Bay area in the past 3 years. He said he has big ambitions for the new house.
We're pursuing a LEED Platinum status under the U.S. Green Building Council's LEED for Home program, and Platinum being the highest rating available. And we're also hoping to be one of, if not the highest scoring house in the country, which will be a pretty good achievement and one we'll all be able to be proud of.
Brinkley said one of the features that his Real design team is building is an automated natural ventilation system,
whereby the house will automatically open and close windows to ventilate the house and reduce the need for mechanical air conditioning, which is obviously going to reduce the cost to run the house and also increase the indoor air quality, which is very important.
The house also includes over 20 green energy features, including a solar hot water and distribution system, LED lights that will reduce power consumption, and a rainwater harvesting cistern that's designed to supply 90 to 100% of the potable and outdoor requirements with indoor water. The home is being built for Drs. Michael and Anna Parsons, who live across the street from where the groundbreaking took place. They purchased the previous home that sat on the lot a decade ago and will construct it near a grand live oak tree.
Our house is built across the street. It's behind a garage. It's a fantastic house, and we've loved it very much. But now it's too big for us. We know we're going to retire soon. We don't want to pay a lot of money every month for energy and water, and those are the limiting factors of humans' existence. I don't know which is going to be more important in the near future, but one will be. So we want a cheap place to live that is very sturdy, that's clean, that's fresh. We want to live a long time, and we want to be able to look up and see the tree. So this house is kind of a prop for a beautiful deck on the second floor to stand under the tree and look up and down the street.
Tom Snelling is the City of Tampa's green officer. He said the best thing the city could do to help green builders is to ensure that city building codes don't affect construction.
Because that's where sometimes we trip up, is that someone comes up with a new idea, someone comes up with a new way of doing things, and a lot of times they'll look at it and they'll go, well, that's not what the book says. The book says you're supposed to have it over here, and this can't come back in here. But you have a dozen engineers saying, yeah, but it works perfectly, and it's more efficient, and it saves you money, and they give you all the other reasons. And the ledger is always like this, and sometimes we get bogged down with our own commitment to the codes. You know, sometimes they're a little irrational. But that's going to be the thing that I can help with.
John Dingfelder has been a leader on the Tampa City Council in trying to facilitate the creation of more energy-efficient homes.
We did a green ordinance. Tom and I worked hard on it about a year or two ago to create some incentives for good builders and homeowners like the Parsons. And the city needs to do more. Tom said it well. Many of our codes just get in the way of good common sense things like this, and we need to work hard to tweak them up and get out of the way.
Real Design's Darren Brinkley says that the perception that a greenhouse is much more expensive than one without such energy efficient features is not true.
It's always difficult to talk about cost, because you know things like flooring and the types of, even down to the types of faucets you put in a house, can affect the price. I mean, this house is being built for not much more than $200 a square foot, which is probably a lot less than most of the other houses that are being built in this neighborhood. So, you know, I always say to people that it costs nothing more to build a green home, and you know, people will argue with me, but you know, I think it costs more to green an existing home or green an existing design. But if you're designing a green home, it really shouldn't cost more. There's a lot of things that you can do to reduce the cost or offset the additional cost for things like PV and the advanced systems that we're putting in. So
Josh Baumstein is the president of the USGBC Gulf Coast chapter. He agrees with Brinkley that green features included in the original design of a home make it much more affordable than adding on those things on an existing home.
Especially in a market like this that we're in right now, where, you know, the suppliers and the subcontractors, frankly, are hungry for work. So this is a great time to build any structure, but certainly a great, great time to build green structures.
Baumstein said currently there's only one gold certified home in the Tampa Bay area at the present time. But he's seeing more action in the business sector.
The public sector market, LEED and green buildings, very strong, catching on quite a bit in healthcare and in the commercial office buildings. Some of the most recent commercial office buildings to go online in the West Shore District, Crescent Resources, Corporate Center 4, and the Met West building over there by International Plaza, both seeking LEED certification. So a lot of people are realizing it's just the way we're going to do things. Hopefully in the future there will be no such thing as green building. It'll just be the way we're supposed to do it, because it's the responsible way to build a building that's better for the people who live, work, and play in the buildings, and better for the community at large.
Homeowner Anna Parsons says that even though she's going to move into a home that could be considered revolutionary in her South Tampa neighborhood, she says she's downsizing in a way.
We've all become a little bit lax because we are in the land of plenty. Cut back on the plenty a little bit, and suddenly you're back to where your parents and your grandparents were. What we're doing is no different than is being done all over the world. It's just that they don't have LEED certification for it.